founder and CEO of Music X-Ray, and this is episode number 11 of the Hook Blast Podcast. This is the podcast where we listen to the hooks from the songs that are trending among the music industry professional community on Music X-Ray. And jumping right into it, the first hook we have up is from a song called Falling For You. The performer is Tori Hathaway.
Cause I can see us on the highway, driving in the fast lane. I can see us with the headlights shining, brighter than a diamond, right into the morning sun. And I can see us with the top down photograph, making every moment last, watching our dreams come true. I can't help myself from falling for you.
That song was also co-written by Tori Hathaway and Brian Donkers. The producer was Douglas Romanov at Noble Street Studios in Toronto, Ontario. Tori says she doesn't have a publisher yet, but writing is her passion, and she knows one day she'll find the right partnership at the right time that will help her make the right type of long-term commitment to assist her in monetizing her catalog. And the next hook we have up is from a song called Bad News by the Icarus Account.
Ooh, I'm bad news when I'm without you, baby. I'm tired of being the good guy lately. I want you so, 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 so bad. So I'll give you a reason why I feel this way. It's just a season and how I feel today. Well, I heard what people say. I don't care what people say about it.
All right, and the Icarus Account are twin brothers Ty and Trey Turner. They performed that song as well as wrote it, and it is self-produced. All right, and after a little bit of that ear candy, I like to take a little pause in the middle of the podcast and eat some vegetables. I want to talk today about why emailing your music or sending it via Facebook and LinkedIn to industry professionals rarely gets results. You know, this subject came up for me this past weekend. I get a lot of emails every day from musicians sending me their music. I love to discover new music, as most of us who got into this business, that's why we got in. But I get this email and it says 2.1 million plays. Listen to my song, gives me the title, and then he gives me the link on SoundCloud. 2.1 million plays. Okay, I click. I do that about once a week. I click on a link, something inspires me, and I listen to the song. Because, you know, you get so much of it via email, you really can't listen to all of it. And you just sort of end up being desensitized because it's always the same. I clicked that link, and it was a mediocre song at best with spoofed data. I didn't even have to listen to 10 seconds of that song before I knew that there was no way it legitimately got 2.1 million plays. So most artists wouldn't do this. They wouldn't spoof the data and make it look like the song or act has more traction than it really does, because that's the recipe for a bad reputation. It's not professional. But there are many aspiring artists out there that are hustling like that to the point where you just can't take any promo email like that seriously. And like I said, I almost never click. And no one else in the industry really takes that seriously either. And it's guys like this artist who ruin it for the deserving musicians, like you probably are. And not only does he sort of rip me off, kind of takes my time by lying to me about the song play count to get me to click, he's ripping off all of the other aspiring talent out there who have deserving music, deserving of attention, but no one's going to click because they're desensitized, as I said a moment ago. So, you know, it happens in a lot of industries, and a lot of people say a lot of things to get others to click. All those legitimate Nigerian princes out there can't get a click because of the fake ones out there trying to take your money. So again, this kind of brings it back around to Music X-Ray. And as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, you kind of have to think of the submission fees on Music X-Ray as a freeway toll. It doesn't just help pay for the upkeep of the road, it enables you to drive on one that isn't congested with time-wasting traffic. So the drivers who are on the Music X-Ray road, whose music maybe isn't quite ready for prime time yet, are put in the position of either continuing to pay for rejection or bad fan reaction or low selection prediction scores, or they leave the site. And while those who are getting great feedback from the industry and from fans and really good selection prediction scores and are genuinely getting traction find it really rewarding because they're on a highway that is being attended and being heard by the industry professionals. So Music X-Ray also creates a similar environment for the professionals, creating a competition among them for the top songs and talent while uncovering professionals who maybe aren't genuinely there to do business or truly define talent that they want to work with. We remove those professionals from the site if they happen to make it through our verification process in the first place, and we refund any artist who has submitted to them. Transparency and site integrity are Music X-Ray's core values. All right, enough of eating the vegetables. This hook coming up is from a song called La Noche Pinta Buena, and it's from Jay Molina, publishing company, My Flow Beats.
La noche pinta buena, como pa salir a disfrutar, y pasa la botella, que esta noche hay que celebrar. La noche pinta buena, como pa salir a disfrutar, y pasa la botella. Esta noche hay que celebrar. La vida es una y hay que disfrutarla. Dale que hay party hasta que el sol salga. Qué bien la vamos a pasar. Ah, ah. La vida es una y hay que disfrutarla. Dale que hay party hasta que el sol salga. Hoy no la vamos a gozar.
And next up, we have a hook from a song called I Won't Go Away from independent Billboard charting artist Dusty Lee. That's Dusty, L-E-I-G-A.
You're gonna see it, just wait, because
every day, fire sparks in my heart.
In my heart, babe,
alive and gone, my wounds turn into scars.
And it's sparking what we're giving the street. Needed to win and create these crazy visions. I'm not gonna pretend that I can't live out my wishes. I won't feed in the doubters. I kept to be persistent, refuse to lose the fear. I'm gonna prove wrong all my fears, and I'm not done. Won't run.
Alright, that's from his debut album, No Day Job. You can see his recent video that he dropped for that song on YouTube. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at DustyONU and Facebook.com/DustyLeeFanpage. And on the heels of Dusty Lee, we have the hook from a song called Sick of It by Sarah Beth, the first single from her self-titled EP that came out earlier this year.
It's about to get crushed underneath my brother's truck. No more way.
Time we have for the Hook Blast podcast today, but coming up last, we have the hook from a song called Only in My Dreams by Billy Phillips. The writer is Tony Ten, the producers are Tony and Chasky Ten at Ten Productions.
So I'll try and I'll cry and I'll close my eyes tight. Need to see you're with me, but I can't get to sleep. Baby, I know it's you that I want in my life. We're in love, only in my dreams. My day seems so real, and my nights are so real.
Alright, and if you recognize that voice by Billy Phillips, it's probably because he's the one singing the song called Running Out of Line that opens this podcast every week. As always, this podcast is mixed and edited by Bob McNeil at Music X-Ray in New York City. And the way to have songs on this podcast is to have them trending among the music industry professional community at MusicX-Ray.com. I'll see you back here next week with more hooks. Thanks for joining me again. Catch you soon. Over and out.
Only in my dreams, so I'll try and I'll cry and I'll close.